You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Wild That's Crazy Podcast. I'm James, and I'm here with my friends, my people. I'm here with Misha. Misha.
Hey, how y'all doing?
And this is Kiana. Hey, guys. What's going on?
And this is Nigel. What's going on, world?
Guys, I gotta admit, this has been a crazy week for me. You know, I watched that Judas and Messiah, and it really had me looking at everybody crazy that week.
Really?
Yes.
So you want to talk about Judas and the Messiah?
Yeah, we don't got to all the way touch on it. We'll just let it flow, but I just wanted to express some things that really affected me. What affected me in the movie was just watching a guy, instead of taking his punishment for getting caught with a crime that he committed, he wanted to find the easy way out. And I feel like today, that's what a lot of kids are doing. Instead of standing up and saying, I did this, I need to be held accountable for this, it's always a way out, or let me tell on this person. Let me tell you what I know about this. And I feel like that's always dangerous, because not only is it dangerous for you, it's dangerous for your family. And I feel like a lot of times, and I teach my sons that if you do something, understand there's consequences to everything you do. Mm-hmm. So whether you think you're, oh, I'm just grabbing a cookie, or I'm just telling this girl this, or I'm just doing this, telling my teacher this, everything has consequences. And you have to stand up and own up to what you did. That's part of being a man, and being a man to me is acknowledging your mistakes and acknowledging and understanding what you're going to do after that mistake. To me, that shows character, and that shows that no matter what I do, I'm going to stand on what I did. And I feel like in the movie, it upset me, because instead of this guy just standing up for something, you actually went after a good guy that meant so much to a lot of people and was trying to make a difference. And for you to sit there and be around him and understand him and his friends and his family and the movement, and instead of you really feeling that and understanding it was a bigger cause than you trying to get out of jail or whatever it was, you just kept running with that.
He was only facing 5 years.
5 years. And when I saw how much money this guy made in those days and this time, it just blew my mind away.
Accountability. That's what it is. A lot of people don't know how to hold themselves accountable, because you're in today's time, even back then, no one had to hold themselves accountable, because your actions were, let me find a way to maneuver myself and position myself in a better light to get out of whatever it is I've done. Mm-hmm. So whatever I can do to dim the light on what I'm doing, mm-hmm, and put it on you, so you're not looking at me, you know, look at my left hand, not at my right hand type thing, then that's what that was. And that's what really drove me crazy. Excuse my language. That's what pissed me off about the movie, was the simple fact that William O'Neill, once he got into it, you can see, and if you read the books and seen the documentaries, once he actually understood who the hell Fred Hampton was, it was like a bother to him. So that's why he battled.
Yes.
Within himself.
As his conscience was, you know, and you took the coward out and committed suicide. So it's like you're still not holding accountability.
Exactly.
For, you know, and I say coward way because you went and did an interview, mm-hmm, and then later on that night you took your life. Or, you know, it's like, and life, I always say, and we're all going to use somebody to get something. That's why we're all here together. Mm-hmm. So in life, that's the cycle of life. You're going to use somebody to get where you need to be, but it's about what you're using them for and how you're using,
exactly,
them. So some people don't have integrity. They have no, they don't care about anyone but themselves. So I'm going to, mm-hmm, use who I got to use and do what I got to do to get, mm-hmm, what I want. And that's just pretty much how, not everyone, but that's pretty much how a lot of people are.
Stepping stones.
Yeah. It's like you step over whoever just to get to the next spot. But is that even a good spot for you?
No.
And that's a good thing about karma. It always comes back around.
Always.
You can't run from that. So I always, you know, I tell my siblings, like, you do know there is a such thing of good and bad karma. Life, yes, gives you exactly what you give it. What, yes, you put out into the universe, you're going to receive that. And it may go and skip.
Tenfold.
And your kids, your family members can pay for your mistakes and the bad things that you've done. But, I mean, that's just me. That's how I think about life.
And that's
so,
the scary part of it.
Yeah.
Knowing that it can pass me by and get my generational curse. My grandkids. Mm-hmm. That's the scary part.
Your karma will miss you or miss the, your child and catch your grandkids. That's the craziest thing about
it. So weird. And it's how what is it? What do they call it? Divine intervention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't run from it. Like you may not take, you know, the fall for it, but somebody close to you may. And that's why it's just a movie. It was just crazy to me when I watched it, how they, and like I said, I do my own research in history. I don't just watch a movie and just take that in as for, you know, what it really was. So I do believe in researching and doing all my facts so I can understand, you know, and it's crazy. But yeah, that's what people do.
The craziest thing was Fred was only 21, you know.
That's what blew me away. And I remember reading that in school. Yeah. Like,
and that's something that they don't really tell you or teach you about how young he was. And the simple fact that Fred was able to get, it was all one umbrella. You know what I'm saying? It was the Black Panther Party. It was actually, what were they called at the time? I can't think of the name. The GDs. I might be mispronouncing it in the gang, but it was gang affiliation. And then it was white activists as well.
He went and spoke. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
And so you have all of them to make a better, not just city, but a better state.
Yeah.
That was the beauty
of it. For everyone that's in this state.
Everyone that's in the state.
It's not just one race. It's like we want equality for all. For all races, all cultures. Like he tried to bring all different type of cultures. I think it may have been the gorilla family. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. So I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, that's just, he wasn't just for African Americans. He wanted to bring all people together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just like,
That's why the assassination, in my opinion, was more powerful than anything. For the simple fact that they knew, had he been able to keep going, him, Bobby Seale, Huey P., and everybody, had they been able to keep going and reach their goal, it would have changed the world. Yeah. And at the time, fear was the greatest driving factor behind that, because you didn't want a united nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't sell to the American people or to anybody that we're all sitting here, whatever your ethnicity is, holding hands and saying kumbaya, we're all on one accord. No, it's got to be it has to be chaos somewhere.
Yeah.
It has to be chaos somewhere. And if it's not chaos, then what do I sell? What do I tell people?
Yeah. It's all about money and power. Money and power, that's what the world is.
That is true, but why do you think we can't be one as a whole? Like,
no, I'm not saying we can't be.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to, chaos sells, controversy sells in like any market, in anything. And it doesn't matter what it is. Reality TV, it doesn't matter if it's your neighbor down the street and you put it on Facebook. It's going to sell. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Nobody is interested
politics
in positivity
as well. It's going to sell because if you take away all that and everybody's happy and we're joyful and we're actually living our best lives, what do we have to talk about?
Nobody wants to celebrate positivity. Nobody wants to celebrate loving thy neighbor, loving whomever. It's all about negativity. That's why social media is spread like wildfire. It's like nothing positive gets likes or loves or shares.
That is absolutely true.
It's all negativity. And it's like, this is what people like. And it's sad. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone loves the drama. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody. And it's so sad when it's your own. And this is one thing that's been bothering me. And I don't know if, I'm sure everybody have it, but families in the family feuding.
Yeah.
Fake friendships.
Yes.
Fake love. I can't stand it. I don't like it. And I just can't do it. Like, I can't be fake and I can't be around fake people. So it's just like, it's so much of that. So much jealousy, envious. Everybody just mad, jealous. You don't even know this person putting this fake facade on Facebook or the internet. Mm-hmm. And this ain't even the life that they're living.
Yep. That's absolutely
so true. You're jealous of the facade.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But it's weird to me. Everything is negativity.
My big bro tells me this all the time. He says, everybody that celebrates you is not celebrating for you. You know what I mean? And that's the illest thing that I ever heard. And I find that to be true in today's time. I run into a lot of people who have information and things that I need to know. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll share it with you.
And never share it.
Never share it.
But let them need something from you. They beating you. Down.
They calling you.
DMing you. Instagram me. And I'm like, why not share it with me? My blessing and my come up or however I advance in life. You're going to have your own dreams and goals. Mm-hmm. Like, why block? But it's just everybody so scared to the next person getting ahead of them. Mm-hmm. No one's getting ahead of you. Everybody has their own
path,
blessings, and everything. Like, my blessing is not going to stop yours.
Yep. Not at all.
Yeah, but that's so sick to me because it's like, me and my friends were just talking about that. You could ask somebody like, oh, what's your vendor? Where you get your hair from? They don't want to tell
girl.
You.
No,
how you get into this job? They don't want to tell you.
Let me tell you
like,
something.
That's sickening.
Jealousy. I can walk in a salon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very, like, I'm not a nasty or mean person, but I'm going to give you what you give me.
Oh,
I'm the first time, yo, my first interaction with you is going to let me know how this is going to go. Mm-hmm. So women, they just be just so mad. Like, we all in here to get our hair done. Why you mad, sis? What's wrong today? Mm-hmm. Like, I walk, my walking in the door pissed you off?
It's something within them.
Like, yes. Damn.
It's something within them. It's like, something you got that they want.
Yeah, well, go work on it. That's something that you listen.
They don't want to do
that. They don't want to do that.
They don't want it.
But then the other thing is a lot of people are insecure. And I think that goes back to the conversation that we had last week.
Nothing to do. I got insecurities, but let me tell you what, that's my own. No one's flawless. I have insecurities. I have flaws, but I'm not jealous of the next person.
It's something that they see in you that heightens their insecurity.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm
real.
That has nothing to do with me.
You run into that. I think we all run into that to where someone's uncomfortable by your presence. It's not that you're trying to stand above them. No, it's their insecurity.
You don't even know me. I just walked in the door.
But it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with you.
You got your head up high.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got a second guess. Like, do I know them? And I'm like, I know this person. Or it's something we cross paths, but you don't even know this person. They just be mad. Like, what is wrong?
Yeah. I got this guy at my job. We never had a bad interaction. And it's always been like a hi, bad thing or what's up. And I swear this guy hates my guts.
You don't even know why he
but
hates you.
He does a terrible job trying to disguise that I'm all right. Yeah. But I know.
It's so fake.
I know it's fake. And I don't even try to be. Like, I'm like this. This is how I am. I'm an energy person.
Yep.
I'm a personality person. You know, once I see you off or I do some, and I... If I'm cool with you and you do something crazy, I can have a conversation with you.
Right.
But if I don't rock with you like that, I'm not going to conversate with you. I'm just going to not cross that path. And I don't have no animosity. I can say hi and bad, walk bad, and never speak to you again in life.
Right.
That's how I move. But
that's
a lot of people
think
you're being negative when you do that. And I tell them, no. Everybody ain't for me. Everybody ain't for you. Everybody ain't for you.
Everybody not going to like you.
I'm not a kill you with kindness type of person. I'm going to give you exactly what you give me.
That's how I am.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm not, like, depending on what it is and who it is, I might kill you with kindness, but I'm not going out of my way.
Yeah.
If I know me and you ain't rocking with each other, I'm not even going to y'all because I don't even want to know. I don't want that negativity.
Yeah, I'm an asshole.
Energy.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. If your energy off to me, I will address it and be like, yo, fuck is up.
Especially if I don't know you. Like,
I don't know you. Fuck
talk
is up.
To somebody I don't know.
It kind of depends because I used to kind of be like, I'm going to give you what you give. I'm going to give you the same energy I'm going to give you. But at the same time, if you giving off bad energy, why I'm about to give you bad energy?
No, I'm not giving it all. I'm not being negative. You just
don't exist.
I will ignore you, act like you don't exist. Like, I'm very good at that.
I'm great at that.
I can do that too, but I'm not about to go above and beyond.
No, you're not going above and beyond.
You just act like that person doesn't exist.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I'm not doing anything going out of my way. I just, you there, but you ain't there. But I'm not rude or nasty. If you say something to me and speak, I'll speak back.
That's me.
But don't expect for me to come and talk to you, hold a conversation with you. I'm not doing it.
The crazy thing is, I had a situation like that with a guy I was working with recently. And he was like, I don't know what I did. I guess me being black, he hated me, right? I can't make this up, right? So then his wife started working there, and she got to talking to me. And the more she talked to me, she went back and told him. So one day he came over, and he was like trying to be my friend. And I'm looking at him like, what the fuck are we talking about? Like,
she cool.
She
you
cool.
Not.
Bro, I've been here a whole 2 years.
It's so easy to have a conversation with people.
People want to not like you. Trips me out is people that don't even know you, but they know somebody that don't like you or care for you, and you don't like me. Like, who are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, ain't nothing worse than a rally of people ganging up on one person. Like, who are you? Yeah.
And I'm the type of people, if all three of y'all together, then I don't rock with one of y'all.
I ain't rocking with none of y'all because you ain't playing both sides of the fence with me.
That's me.
Goodbye.
I'm going to go ahead and remove myself from the whole situation.
Why you messing with dude? Because you going to ask me, why you don't rock with dude? I don't rock with dude because he moved like that.
He moved like that ain't what I do.
Why you rock with dude?
Playing both sides of the fence. They teeter-totting from one side, and then you talking about me with them, and this is like, and you coming to me talking about them to me, and it's just a bunch of mess. Like, you don't have to fall out. And people need to understand it's okay when friendships expire.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we don't have to fall out. Oh, yeah. I'm going to love you from afar.
And I had to learn.
We ain't got to hang out. You want to text me, call me, say hello, check on me. That's all fine. But when it comes to being in my space, I'm good on you. Yeah. Period. It ain't nothing wrong.
I was told this, and this rings so true by what you just said. People are seasons in your life.
Exactly.
Yes. People come into your life. Yeah,
you got to know how to, when you let them go, leave them out because you got the ones that keep trying to come back. Those are the hardest toxic people. They relentless. They find different ways to come back. And it's like, I still see you for who you are. So I'm seasons and expiration. It's nothing wrong with that. And then I mean, we got to fall out and dislike each other. It's just, we understand that we just say,
we just outgrew each other.
But people don't know how to do that. They get upset. Are you acting funny? No, I'm not acting funny.
No, I'm just on a different journey than you at this point.
My walk of life is different than yours. So
people
really
be upset. Like, oh, you no.
But if I do feel that way, why are you doing everything to still mess with me?
Because
I'm not tap dancing for nobody.
I can't be that fake if you still want to be around me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm about to keep auditioning you. Hey, this is where we should be friends. I'm changed.
I'm your buddy. Nah.
Do y'all got like certain zodiac signs y'all don't get along with? Or
yes. I can't mess with no Virgo. I'm sorry. A Virgo woman?
I'm not big into the zodiac.
I'm
a Capricorn.
I'm Aquarius, so we're kind of like the same. We are assholes.
He can't deny that.
I am a silent asshole. But I'm so blunt. Even when I'm not being an asshole, people think I'm being an asshole. I'm like, I'm not really me. I'm just gonna.
I'm a Virgo. I am.
Dumb Capricorn will make y'all assholeness on a different total level is because y'all so laid back with it. It's like,
they just say some.
Unbothered, but at the same time, I'm an asshole. And it's just, my God, brother's a Capricorn, and he just say whatever comes to his damn mind. He ain't got no filter with it, and it's like, okay, bro, did you really have to say that? He's like, well, whatever.
I'm learning. I'm growing. I'm being mentored. People are telling me not to express everything that comes to my mind.
My face tell it all, and I don't talk. If I don't mess with you, I don't talk to you.
It's really hard. It's really hard for me to hold my composure, so I have to find a roundabout way of saying what I'm trying to say without coming across so direct and so blunt and so you look like want to fight me type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never met an Aquarius or a Capricorn I don't get along with. We all the same.
Capricorn's cool. Aquarius, I'm on a teeter-totter with Aquariuses.
Some people are on the teeter-totter with us.
I have, like, some bad, some good. So I'm on the teeter-totter with
them. Men or women, I don't know how the men are, but the women, we are stoned. Ooh, baby. We are, like, you gotta just don't piss us off. Because our petty isn't, like, crazy petty.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, you're going to feel it, but it ain't going to be crazy. But it's going to be a type of, we're good people. We love hard, but we don't love often.
Mm-hmm.
But we love hard. And we play the game with you just to beat you in the end.
Because
it's a fun sport for us.
I'm pretty cool with everybody.
Sorry, James, but them Virgo women, oh, no.
They different.
They will steal your man.
Still your man. He was already gone if he was sold.
Listen.
Wait a minute.
Still your man.
What month is the Virgo?
September.
Late August, September.
Oh, summer. Your man.
They say it's still your man? Yes. Would they be? They can have him. I don't know, man.
It's like if you can stall him, you can have him. They definitely try it. Every Virgo woman that was like kind of in my life, they all done tried it. I had one that I used to work with. I swear she wanted to be me. Every dude I talked to, she tried to talk to them. A girl even tried to talk to me, and I'm not even that way. And she went and talked to the girl.
Every hairstyle, I feel like she had a whole obsession with you. I think I'm gonna get a ponytail tomorrow. Tomorrow I don't get it, but the next day she got it. That's a room. I don't share what I'm doing with females because all they gonna do is, but the whole thing is you're not gonna look like me because it's my face. You can't have this face. And I'm like, you gonna go and get a whole hairstyle and you ain't gonna look like me. You can go to the same person at the same time with the same whatever, and this, we're not gonna look alike. Like, how you gonna try to
imitate her in her mind, y'all twins.
But that's the craziness. I feel like she's trying to single white female me.
Like, no. No, she probably was. Craziness right there.
But yeah, you got a lot of people that do that, like.
They're copycats.
Like, they'll look. So, yeah.
But you know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery,
it's
right?
And it's lame. I heard that before, originality is, you can't duplicate the original, and especially when it's authentic. Like, no, that's so lame.
You don't think so? You don't think so?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've heard it, but it's scary. To have it happen to you, it's scary.
No, I had it.
You had somebody copy everything. Like, why do you want to be somebody else? That's weird.
Be yourself.
And you don't even want to, you don't know what it takes to be me anyway. I don't even have enough time to be me every day.
So what do you got to do, man?
Let alone somebody else trying to be me. I can't be me every day.
There's no, look, you remember I used to post my little workout videos on Instagram and everything. Bro started doing everything I'm talking about to the T.
I'm talking about everything to the T.
And I'm like, man, this is very trippy, bro. And then when we in the gym, say I come in and I have, say, KDs one day.
Yeah.
The next day, dog got a fresh pair of KDs on, right? And then, so I come in with the cutoff shirt. The next day, dog, I'm like,
he got a cutoff.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, I'm like, fam, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with you?
That's so weird.
Yeah, I had to do it.
Like, you gotta be yourself.
Be who you are, because being me ain't, it might not be all this cracked up to be.
Okay.
I make it look easy, but you can't do me.
You took everything that came with my stuff. I can't even keep up with me half day,
because I got stuff going on. So you don't want to, like, come on.
That's the part they don't look at, all the things you have going on in your life.
Precisely, you can't handle my weirdness.
Instead of being weird like that, just be friends with a person. There's nothing wrong with being friends with somebody. I think all of your friends should have something to bring to the table to enhance you, and you should enhance each other. If you're friends with somebody and they're not helping you grow, and you're the only one enhancing, that's dead weight.
That was the sickening part. He tried to, like, I thought he was cool, and we had got cool. Nah, dog was on some other shit.
I was about to say, because that was the crazier part. Me and her were friends. Like, we were cool. And I'm like,
No, I never had that.
Because I said, I'm Aquarius. I don't let people get close to me. Like, what do you want? Why are you here? What do you want?
Exactly.
I don't have time for what do you want.
And they say we're really friendly, but at the same time, they say we crazy.
Yeah, y'all are crazy.
Y'all, you the nicest, Spicy. And I'm taking this, no offense, but it's like being a friend, my friend is a Pisces. Oh, God. Like, we can't go out. It's like, I have to tell her, like, tonight we're not talking about this, we're not talking about that, because the emotions just be flowing.
Y'all emotions be flowing.
Y'all good people. I don't have anything negative to say about a Pisces other than the emotional aspect of it. It's exhausting sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, she be having me like, girl, we came to have fun, and it's like... I feel like I'm about to, in a love story or something. I want to have fun and drink and get drunk. You want to charge her $100 an hour for therapy? I'm a therapist.
The one thing I can say, I feel like we are how we are. We are fish. We are the water. And that's just how we go. We just go with the flow. You never meet the same Pisces twice. I feel like you would never be going with the flow with me.
I need consistency.
That's me. I'm a Virgo. I need consistency.
We like the river. Yeah. That's the best way I can explain it.
I don't even know who I'm compatible with. They always be like, I go off of your energy, man.
Yeah, energy is everything.
We all should go by energy. True.
No. But I will say, I can never ever mess with another Aries. I'm sorry. It's over with for them.
Let us know that story. I'm about to say, let us know that story.
What's that story?
Ooh.
You ain't got to say no names.
Yeah,
John Doe.
I just say he was my first love, first person I ever really gave my heart to. And you know how you just want to believe somebody, but you know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we broke up. Not even a day later, he was back with his ex, got her pregnant and all this other stuff, still trying still to mess with me. That's what I said. Yeah. So it was just,
no get
and
back.
I feel like there. It was just a whole mind thing between the both of us.
Maybe
was
she
just,
was a rebound. No,
he was double dipping.
I only dated
much. Yeah. And then it was this other guy that I had met. At the club. It was my best friend's birthday. We met him at the club.
At the
being
club.
Being young and
dumb. I used to love going out at the club.
Yeah.
Like, meet somebody, like, oh, I gave my number up when I was single. Like, oh, it was fun. Now I'll be like,
it me. I'm like that now. And he was like, well, how about we hang out, go on a day? Went on a day, went to the room, girl. The next day, he was like, you my girlfriend now, all this stuff. I said, yeah, man. Me and Stuart.
Aries.
Next day,
Aries.
Me yeah. being me, being the FBI agent that I can be, I just did a little search on Instagram. He was getting married.
Oh, no, honey. I don't have time for these.
Oh,
so,
he was just sad.
Because I was calling him the next day. He talking about, I'm busy. I said, okay, well, whatever. He was getting married.
The next day?
The next day. So I felt like I was his conquest before he got married.
No, he definitely was.
That's a dirty game. So, and I would show up at the wedding like, hello. Congratulations. Hi, everyone.
Whoa.
Hi, congratulations.
So, it's safe to say that Aries is, I'm over y'all.
We going to scratch the Aries out to Aquarius.
Yeah, out to Aquarius.
You might find a good
You might find a good
Aries. And I got this whole godlike complex that I can't deal with either, so.
I only dated Leos and Cancer. I dated two Leos.
She said dog was getting married the next day.
The next day. Like, you already engaged. Yeah. The wedding has
You wanted to have some fun before the
marriage.
The flowers
are being delivered. The cake is being delivered.
He got to be there.
The food is being prepared.
He got to be there at three.
You guys have already got your marriage certificate. Yes. You're ready. Like,
that's
sir. That's crazy. See, let's see.
Yeah. A day before.
It's bad that you got to be like this when you're like, if you're meeting someone and you don't. That's why I always say it's good to have friends. Be friends before you guys.
Absolutely.
That's
true.
Because when that, it ain't gonna always be romantic and oh, I'm so in love. But when you have that friendship, y'all can have something else to rely on.
Because you're gonna
get on his nerves, he's gonna get on your nerves, or whoever, you know, it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta be able to just be able to be around each other. Mm-hmm. Just in a
friendship space. Yeah.
Like all that romantic shit, it goes out the window after a while. Like that, you ain't gonna always, because I like my space. So me sharing space with someone is annoying to me.
Yeah.
I can love you to death, be in love with you, but I don't want to share all of my space with people. Mm-hmm. And that's just it. So you being in my space all the time, like it annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that friendship with somebody, they know, you know, I'm irritated. Cause I don't want you in my space. So
let me leave.
Mm-hmm. Know when to leave. Mm-hmm. You got know when to go and let me
people,
be. Yeah.
Always date. Mm-hmm. Like, my approach was dating and finding a relationship was always smooth, and it always started off with friendship. Yeah. Like when I met women, it was, oh, me and my guys getting together. Yeah. Won't you bring some girls? We come hang out. We kick it. Oh, I'm going to grab some at the mall. You want to go? I'm going to the movies this day. So now I know everything a lot about you. I'd have been around your family. You'd have been around mine. So now in the process of dating and getting in a relationship is smooth.
I've gotten to know you.
You got to know me. You know what irritates me. I know what irritates you.
Yes.
And we understand people. Because I'm a Virgo and I love my alone time. I love my space.
I think the best I am. I like this peace of mind, even in my own mind. Like, just let me get, I need time. Like, I don't need to be under nobody 24/365. Like, I need my space. Oh, no, not Siri. We're not talking to you right now. Siri
taking notes.
He said,
okay,
this is what I need to do?
Okay, all right, I got
your space?
Yeah. The other thing I think it was good about building a friendship is when you go straight into talking to somebody and it don't work out, you just lost out on a whole person. Like, that could have been a potential friend.
Yeah.
So in that friendship building, it could be like, well, we don't have to go this way, but we can still be friends. Yeah. You know, you done gained a new friend.
I've never been able to do that.
Never?
Any guy that I've always been friends with, they want to holla.
Hell nah.
Yes, that wanted to be, like, close to me outside of, like, yes. They was, and I'm like, what do you want? Because I'm not backdoor me. Be straight up. Don't go through the back. Because I already be knowing. And there's nothing wrong with that, but most of my male friends, they always want to holler, and I'm like, I'm really cool. It may not, and I don't want to say, I'm not sounding conceited, But guys really do. They be want to, like, oh, let me be her friend. Like, if you want to kick it with me, just say that. Because I already know what you're here for. You, I ain't that damn cool where you want to hang out and be buddy-buddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you want?
So, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Cool. Like, and you know what I'm saying? I have some male friends, but they know. Like, they never crossed me. They never tried to hit on me because I'll give you that vibe. Mm-hmm. But the other ones, they be trying to backdoor. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I already know. Like, just you might be my type.
You so hold on, if they striked out, they couldn't be friends no more?
Mm-hmm. Because not if you tried to backdoor, because I'm
backdoor. Oh, not backdoor you, but
backdoor means trying to act like you want to be
just,
cool.
Oh, yeah,
but they don't,
funny.
Though.
Yeah,
guys have never did that in the past. They really, literally, like, just tried to backdoor it.
Yeah, I feel like I always be straight up about anything. Like, if it's just strictly physical, that's all you want, give us that option for us to say yes or no.
That's why I always shot my shot. Yeah. If I strike out, I strike out.
Because we already be knowing, like, women... We know. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't watch sports. I don't know nothing about sports. I'm not about to go and smoke a cigar with you like I was talking about cigars earlier. I'm not doing that. I'm asthmatic. So what we about to do as a man and a female and a man, like male and female, like we about to hang out and do what?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to shoot no pool. So you just trying to
I always got that out the way.
Yeah.
I always got the holler out the way. Let's get that. Okay, just you said no. All right,
Just get to it. Because nowadays a woman will hit on you or just be like waiting, like, would you please hit on me?
I always looked at that like, okay, she don't want to mess with me, but she got some friends. She got some family members.
Let me hang around.
That's the Virgo in you.
Let me hang around a little bit.
Linger a little bit, see what she got over
here. Because I never wanted nobody that didn't want me. Once you tell me no, I'm turned off by no. Yeah. Like, huh? You tell it me?
I'm not offended by the word no.
No.
You're a Capricorn, y'all don't care.
Just don't care at all.
Once I'm your friend, I see your track record.
I'll be like, okay, bye. Whatever.
I had a question, though, because you said women are more aggressive nowadays. Is it appropriate? Like, I always feel like I want a guy to ask me out. I don't really like rejection. But do you think we should start asking y'all out?
No, I'm not asking. I ain't saying I think.
Vibe control. But some of them be coming out of the woodworks. Like, yeah.
If I tell y'all, I have brothers.
I know.
At the mall or whatever, you see this girl, y'all eyeing each other. I will wait for you to come and say something to me.
Okay.
But would you want a girl to come and say something to you first?
Okay, let me give you my sauce. This is my old sauce. Mm-hmm. But my thing was like this. I feel women can make it easier for men at times because I feel a lot of women can miss out on a person because a lot of times guys aren't always as confident or we don't want the rejection. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's little subtle things a woman can always do. For instance, if we at the mall and I'm looking at some clothes and let's say you work at the clothing place.
Uh-huh.
Come people over. Like, oh, you smell good. How you doing? And you need some help? Like, or touch my hand or give me a compliment because once you throw a little subtle sign, which isn't nothing for a woman, I'm going to pick up on it. Hopefully I pick up on it and I compliment you. And then now I feel a little comfortable and my ego feel a little better and I can say, hey, I'm James. What's your name? Can I have your number so I call you sometime? I don't mean come out, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
What you doing?
You rub me the wrong way. You rub me the wrong way with that one, dog.
But you can be subtle. A woman can't be subtle.
No, she can. No, she can be subtle. I'm saying, when you come, like, yo, what's up?
Huh? My eye contact is me being subtle.
I'm going to be very honest. And look, a lot of men going to be mad. Listen, we are terrible at reading signs.
We terrible.
I swear for God.
I'm a Virgo. I think everybody wanted me.
Need to be a little bit more explicit with that statement. We're dumb.
We're dumb.
We don't know that. I'm supposed to know that you want to talk to me or you gave me a little look.
Because you looked at me. Someone's in your eyes. Shit, I didn't know you was winking at me.
Just be allergies.
OMG.
Man, really don't, like, really, honestly, ladies, switch it the other way around.
If I was to wink my eyes,
you'd be able to do that.
You'd be like, he want me.
Think about it. We the women right now. We not the women. But how would you know how to talk to somebody?
Woman walk by and her body is appetizing, you look, don't you?
That's looking.
You got so common how would sense I know to do that. To no, you got t- common sense to do that, so you got but common you, sense to know when a woman is the one you
how would you know?
Catch.
You no, tell me how I know.
Yeah. If I'm flirting with you, you should know. Listen, I tell y'all, I am also like, my man needs to court me. You need to chase. I'm going to chase you back, but you better come catch me and shoot your shot. I'm not chasing no man. I'm not doing it.
All the shots.
I'm not doing it.
If you flirt with me, I'm going to flirt back with you if I'm interested. But I'm not chasing. Like, I'm not.
So what if I don't flirt? What if I'm a nice looking
guy? Never get together.
What if I'm a nice looking guy? I'm your type. I'm everything. You don't know somebody.
But it depends on what season of life you in. Because just looking at a man, I can't tell if you're my type.
Let's just say.
I need to really. Let's just say
we at the point where you're not rushing and looking for love, but if love come past you, you open to it.
You open.
Let's
to
say
the
I walk by and I'm everything.
You smelling good, looking good.
Yes. What do you
look
do?
Look at you so you can catch a little vibe. If you don't catch that vibe, that's on you.
I'm amazed.
What am I supposed to do?
Eye contact for long, I don't know for a long
because
period
I feel like
you
men.
Eye contact.
Yes, I will make
look
eye
at
contact.
You. Maybe, if you because men are normally they approach like a man to look at you. You gonna spot some person, a woman or a man out if you walk in a place or whatever, or even if you know the person, work with the person, see the person when you go get your ice cream, see the person when you go get your handy tools at the Home Depot where they say all the men work at Home Depot. I ain't never been to Home Depot and seen a whole bunch of men just they say all the attractive men. Me and work at Home Depot. I ain't ever been to Home Depot.
I
and just
need to go to Home Depot.
All the fat men on aisle five. Like, I'm
that's
like,
a shameless plug. We just gonna get rid of that, though.
You know what I'm saying? Said, if you want to go find a man, go to Home Depot. And I'm like, what? Who just goes into Home Depot to find a man? So, hey, man. Hi, man. On aisle five. Like, that's weird to me. But I don't know. Like, I just. I don't know.
See, so y'all, right? That answer right
women
there just let me know.
Men are so different, which is why we can't get along, but we need each other to get along. Mm-hmm. But it's so weird because our minds are so different. But and then women nowadays, they just throw it out there. They just so easily accessible. So y'all don't even got to have any taxes. Y'all just get on the internet, shoot a DM or whatever.
Yeah,
so it's
but
so
y'all
different.
Just let me know that y'all ain't in a different boat that a man in.
Listen, I'm not about to be out here. Oh, he look nice. Let me show him. Throw him a little couple signs. No.
Well, if you look
so
at
you
me,
ain't,
that's
a sign. That's
a sign.
So you, so it's only one sign you're giving? You only going to give him only one sign?
Shot. Listen, if a woman is single, you better shoot your shot. Find out if she's single.
Hey.
You better. I don't know. You
come here with the black outfit.
You better do what you got to do.
How
I mean,
you doing?
I want you to approach me correctly.
Okay, different women out you, here. But. Some women like that. They like to be, hey. Like all of that.
It's just come to me. How you doing?
Yeah. I've never had a guy like that.
No,
I'd have had the women say, hey, come here for a minute.
Nah,
you know Leroy? I don't know.
I've never met Leroy. Who the fuck is Leroy?
Nowadays, everybody already know each other anyway because of social media, so you just see a person in person. Yeah. Like, you already done seen them online, so all you got to do is go to their page, and you know what I'm saying? And if you go on a popular, what's the page?
You miss chocolate. You miss chocolate 22.
The explore page.
Now you got to talk to her on Instagram.
Miss chocolate 22.
Come here, girl.
They not going to look how they
look. I seen your last post. I double liked.
Because once they put filters away, once the filters are removed, people don't look how they look online. I tell you that. So I actually feel sorry for men because y'all be meeting these bad women, all these bad women online.
Thank God I'm
retired.
And
you meet them in person and they be looking like what?
A booger wolf.
They don't have none of that.
I feel bad.
I feel sorry for men because it's so much fake.
I'm so glad I'm done because it's just.
Please,
it's
like
so
you
much
airbrush.
Thinking, overthinking.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. All right, guys.
We're coming to the end.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into Wild. That's Crazy. We appreciate you guys. And make sure you're sanitizing, you're washing your hands, and you're wearing your mask.
Wearing
your
mask.
Please wear y'all mask.
Wear
your
next time.
And
peace.
Over your nose, not
over
on
your nose.
Over your nose.
Please, I want to enjoy a summer. Thank you guys.
Thank you. Bye.